The Impermanence of All Things by Ceylon George. Nothing in the world is permanent, and we're foolish when we ask anything to last, but surely we're still more foolish not to take delight in it while we have it. W. Somerset Maugham. It all started with a strange sound. I asked my wife, "Do you hear that?"
"Hear what?"
"That sound coming from the washer."
"Oh, I thought that was something else."
As soon as she uttered those words, our hearts sank. Our washer was breaking. Within a couple days, it stopped working completely. For any household, a broken washer is a major inconvenience. But for us, a family of eight, it's a major crisis. The dirty laundry started piling up, and we were running out of clean clothing. After many attempts at fixing the washer myself, we finally caved and made a trip to the laundromat. As of this writing, we're still troubleshooting, desperately hoping that we won't have to call the appliance repair guy. The illusion of stability. In the midst of our crisis, Laura and I were amazed at how much this got under our skins. To say the least, we were not happy campers. But luckily we came to our senses and began putting things in perspective. It slowly dawned upon us that our washer has worked almost every day for the last 7 years or so. In our large household, there's always a pile of laundry to be done. All of a sudden, we went from feeling frustrated to feeling gratitude that our washer worked so smoothly for so long. My shift in thinking also got me to thinking about something else. The illusion of stability. When things are seemingly stable, we easily lull ourselves into thinking that things will always be this way. We don't consciously say this, but the ways in which we react when things break down belie this basic assumption. But this assumption betrays the basic truth that all things are impermanent, that all things are passing away. Contemplating impermanence. As an adolescent, in the prime of my youth, I once heard a priest preach, "Life is a series of partings." For most adolescents, such a statement is virtually meaningless. But for some reason, I immediately got it. Nothing is permanent. All things are passing away. I am passing away. This statement has obviously stuck with me over the years. But in a world where the contemplation of impermanence is not welcome, it's easy to forget these powerful words. Joseph Goldstein, in his book Mindfulness, writes, "A sustained contemplation of impermanence leads to a shift in the way we experience reality. We see through the illusions of stable existence in both what is perceived and what is perceiving. It radically reshapes our understanding of ourselves and the world. I now see our situation as not a crisis, but as an invitation to contemplate the impermanence of all things. Our things, our feelings, our independence, our victories and failures, and our very lives. Becoming disillusioned. We cling ever so tightly to the illusion of stability, even when our experiences tell us otherwise, because we are deathly afraid of the abyss of impermanence. But none of us, no matter how hard we try, can escape this reality. Rather than being a source of dread, this reality is a source of freedom from the suffering caused by clinging. Because, as Goldstein rightly points out, disillusionment is not always a bad thing."